The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Welcome, everyone, today to Good Vibrations. This is Lynn Waldrop, your host, coming from Atlanta, Georgia. And today we have a very special guest. Marg Bronick is on from Australia, and she's been for 20 years in the health and personal development arena. She's an access consciousness facilitator and body class facilitator, and she travels the world spreading the news of a different way to do things, how to have your cake and eat it too. Welcome, Marg.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. Nice and rainy here in Atlanta today.
Oh, we have a gorgeous morning here in Brisbane, Australia. How did I get so lucky?
Very good. Very good. Well, Marg has a call that she's going to tell you about throughout the show called Having Your Cake and Eat It Too. And she does so many different things, but I was so attracted to hearing this particular telecall that she offers. And you're saying, how is this vibrational medicine? But she's going to teach you how you can be the vibration of gold. You can be the vibration of all the things that you are desiring in your life. And she had so many buzzwords that blew me away: hedonism, opulence, decadence. And I'm like, wait, I can't be any of those things. And she taught me all the reasons why you definitely want to start choosing that.
I'm so grateful, Lynn, for this, because for me, I look around and I see a lot of people who have no clue what it is to choose what's working. And at the same time, doing the trauma and drama of there's not enough money, there's not enough of this, there's not enough of that. And I really looked at this and thought, you know what, it's time for this to change. It's time for us to step into something different. And I guess in my world, it's like it's so easy to choose it. It's just really a choice.
Well, and I hear that Australia is doing really well financially, but then you hear all about the U.S. and our quote-unquote recession in Europe and all the financial problems. And so, you know, that's one of the most common things that people come to see me about, just trying to keep their head above water. And what you're going to talk about today is really just not buying into it and looking at it and choosing something different.
Totally. I'd really like to open this up to allow everyone to see there's so many different, more expansive possibilities than what they're actually functioning from. And I like, even when you said about Australia, yeah, Australia is doing financially well, and yet the lack and scarcity that people are functioning from is quite mind-blowing for me to see. And I actually go into the energy in America, and it's like there are people demanding and choosing more to what they are in Australia, because it's like Australia's functioning from, well, we better hold on to what we've got for fear that there will be no more. Mm-hmm. And it's not in your best interest to function from that. That is an energy of contraction. It's an energy of fear and lack, and that contracts your universe even more.
And let me just say to the audience, this isn't just a financial conversation. This is a life conversation. So we may go off on different tangents that it's food or that it's business or that it's finances, but really this is for your whole life. So tell them what it's like to have your cake and eat it too.
Well, I guess for me, like, I've looked around, as I said, and even in a lot of my own life, I was always raised with the view that, well, you can have this, but you can't have this. Well, have this, but you can't really have this. And I got to a point where, you're kidding me, what is wrong with having your cake and eating it too? Why can't I have it all? And so really in the last 10 years since I've been an access facilitator, the concepts that have come up for me is my willingness to look at it and change what isn't working for me. And I really realized how much the energies of hedonism, decadence, opulence, ascetics, you know, these, the pleasure, the play, all of these, the orgasmic living, can't forget that one. They're all the elements that I know that I have as a being. And they're the elements that I had shut down to be the same as everyone else. And I never really had anyone to show me what these energies were and that I could actually be and have these energies until I came to Access. And the gift of that now is like, you know what? It's time that we stepped into that on this planet. If we truly desire to change the planet, we all have to be willing to function from those energies. And so for me, hedonism, well, the literal meaning of hedonism is finding the pleasure in all things. Now, consciousness includes all energies without judgment. So what if we were all willing to find the hedonism in everything, the good, bad, and ugly? It's being having gratitude for the good, bad, and ugly instead of going into the contraction of, oh, my God, I can't believe that has occurred. How terrible and bad and awful is that? Well, for me now, I go to, okay, so where's the gratitude that I can have for this showing up? Thank you so much. What's it take to change this?
And we're so big at defining words and misdefining words is really, I guess, the point there. You know, when mm-hmm. I think of, when I first heard your call and heard of hedonism, I think of the place in Jamaica where it's literally you go there to be bad and, you know, do all these naughty sexual things and all that kind of stuff. And really, that's not what hedonism is.
No, totally not. Hedonism has been deemed as a wrongness in this reality. So for me now, it's always about looking up the meanings of words prior 1946, because in 1946, the dictionary was changed. A lot of the meanings of words were changed as a way of controlling us more. So it is really imperative that we start to look at these, the meanings of these words, and start to choose the language from which we would truly like our desire to desire our life to be. So it's even same with the opulence. You know, how wrong has it been to be opulent? You know, you go back to the centuries where, you know, where opulence was, we look, is now frowned upon, the power, the wealth, the riches and the affluence. You look in Australia, I mean, we literally have what's called the tall poppy syndrome here. You know, you step beyond what anyone else is doing, and the judgment that comes up that you're a tall poppy, let's just chop her off, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's insane. But the thing is, I see this insanity and this stupidity, and you have to go beyond it. If you truly desire to have your cake and eat it too, and to have your life of choice, you have to go beyond the judgment that exists there.
And one of the things that's funny for me, and you want to talk about a misidentification, to me, when I first listened to your call, opulence equaled greed to me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. These are all the misidentifications and misapplications that we have of words that really then stop us from having all that we truly desire. And for me, it's been an eye-opener even doing the telecall series that I have just completed, in just what it changed in people's universes to get them out of the wrongness of, wow, do you mean to say I can actually have this and it can be easy, instead of functioning where everyone else is like, where do I fit here? How do I benefit? Am I going to win? Oh, God forbid, I might lose. And that's really doing the immutable laws of this reality, immutable meaning unchangeable. So if you, everyone is, we're all entrained to this unchangeable reality that we have to fit in, we have to do it the same as everyone else. If you truly desire to have a life that's different, your willingness to be the vibration of the energies that you truly desire to pull into your world, whether it be the vibration of gold or silver or diamonds or pearls or whatever that is for you, because it is different for all of us. But even if it's to be the vibration of nurture and care, you have to be that vibration to receive it from others. You know, if you truly desire to have people showing up in your life who care and nurture for you, then you have to be that vibration. And then all of a sudden people want to come and touch you or hug you or, you know, just be around you because they perceive that energy and that vibration. And it's like, wow, you're so cool to be around. And it's the same with any molecular structure. It's the same with gold. For me now, you know, I invest in a lot of gold and silver, more from the point of view that I'm willing to be that vibration, so now it shows up in my life with a lot of ease. It's not hard work to create it because I'm willing to be the vibration of the energy, matching the energy of the gold.
And I want to stop you there for a minute. I want you to tell them how they can get your telecall, because what I need for everybody to understand is that this call was really a life-changing call for me and a lot of people that were on it, because I didn't realize what I wasn't choosing, what I was actually refusing in my life until I heard all of this information. Then it was just such an eye-opener, because I would have never known that it was even a possibility to choose it. And yeah, so wow. I would love, and one of my favorite stories that she tells in the first call, and that was totally what hooked me, was when she was talking about how she wears her diamonds and pearls and her gold when she cleans her house. And I'm thinking, you know, I have all my dishes. How many of you out there have your good dishes and your good china and your good wine glasses and all that put away for special occasions? And at least in the United States, everything is about pulling it out for special occasions. And other than that, you know, it's got to go away. So what if we live like that every day? So tell them where they can get this call, because it is just wonderful.
Well, if you wish to email me at Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, at thepowertrainers.com, I'm happy to forward that too. It's a 7-week telecall series. And anyway, just email me and I can then send you the details of how to purchase it. Look, and I'm so grateful you said that, because, you know, up until 10 years ago, I pretty much was functioning from that space as well, whereas now I use my best crystal every day. I wear my diamonds and pearls every day because I'm now functioning from the space that every single thing is a contribution to my life. Everything has an energy and everything is willing to contribute to us. And I lived in a family where all the best crystal was put away in cupboards that never got touched apart from a special occasion. After my parents died, when the pieces that I got to have for me, I use every single day and I enjoy it every single day, and more of it gets to show up in my life because of the gratitude I have for the contribution that it be. It's just truly a different way of functioning.
And what's so wonderful about that is that, you know, it's just like you can just have fun on a daily basis. How fun is this? It, you know, we don't know how to find the joy in just the smallest of things that we do every day.
Exactly.
And to drink out of a fine, you know, wine glass or eat off your fine china, that can just, you know, make your day better just by doing that simple little thing.
Oh, totally. And, you know, I did a money class here in Brisbane last night and it was really interesting. I was talking to someone and at the end we had a glass of champagne and I said, you know, life is too short not to drink great champagne. And that's how I see everything, is life is too short. If today's not the best day of your life, then what the hell are you doing, you know? But you have to truly be free of the trauma and the drama that everyone else is doing. And you have to be willing to sit down and get crystal clear about, you know, if I was living my life of choice, what would that be for me? And it's different for all of us, but there's no right or wrong in anything that you choose. Just choose what is joyful and expansive and is going to add to your life and is going to be a contribution to your life. And when you actually step into that space, that's where the ease comes in, and it's like you can get let go of the points of view that life's meant to be hard. It's so not. We're here to have a joyful expression of abundance. And how many people do you know who are choosing that?
And so let's talk a little bit about what are some of the most common misidentifications that people have, because that was really kind of what sprung it for me, being able to receive judgment, and what am I not willing to receive, and just the most common things that you find that actually keep people in the space they're in and keep them from choosing something different.
Well, I guess the common thing I hear all the time is fear. Oh, I have too much fear. Well, fear is not real. Fear is often a misidentification and misapplication of excitement. So say, for instance, Gary talks in Access Consciousness, he talks a story about when he was a child and he was at the show and or the fair or whatever you call it in America, and he was to go on the Ferris wheel, and his parents, and he was said he was bubbling with excitement, and he said his parents just dumped all this energy of, well, we don't want you to be scared. Like, if you go up there, please don't be scared. And he said it was their energy of fear that they dumped on him that he then went, oh, so is this the energy of fear? So in that moment, he totally misidentified and misapplied excitement for fear. So, you know, the thing is, this is what we do all the time. We have people who impel us with these energies, and we do a misidentification and misapplication. Now, fear is something I work with a lot of people, and fear is something that they go to all the time. It's so easy. But what if it's not fear? What if you're actually excited for all these new possibilities?
And I did a class myself, and we talked a lot about fear. And what I found was there was two groups. One, it was either excitement or it was intensity. That was the other confusion.
Totally. Look, when you're really stepping into something different, you become more present and aware of energies. And energies can be incredibly intense, but you can buy them as true and real, or you can just go to a question and ask, okay, how can I use this to my advantage? You know, any intensity of energy, your refusal to receive that intensity, you're shutting down your receiving, and you're not allowing everything to show up as you're truly asking for it. And that's a big thing with receiving. Receiving, how many people put up the walls and barriers to, oh, that's bad energy, or, oh, I can't have that energy because that's too intense. The thing is, you've got to be willing to receive it all and allow it to go through you if you truly desire to have everything in your life. And that includes judgment. So how many people have been hiding? I know as a small child, I was perceiving so much energy and I didn't know what to do with it. I've spent a lot of my life wanting to hide. And it's really only now that I've stepped into something different, and I'm willing to receive the judgments. I'm willing to receive the intensity that exists, and bring the walls down and be totally vulnerable with it all, to receive it all. And that's when my life has just expanded and keeps expanding to infinite possibility. And it's been such a gift.
And how fabulous is that? And we're going to talk with Marg more here in a minute after our first commercial break.
Thanks, Lynn.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
And welcome back, everybody, to Good Vibrations. This is Lynn Waldrop, your host. And today we're talking with Marg Bronick from Australia about having your cake and eating it too. Welcome back, Marg.
Thanks, Lynn.
So we were talking in the beginning, and I got her off the railroad tracks here, about hedonism, opulence, decadence, and orgasmic living. So we did just give them a quick rundown again of hedonism. What was that one?
So hedonism is finding the pleasure and the joy in all things.
And
good,
opulence?
Bad, and ugly. Opulence is about the power and the wealth, the riches and the affluence of all things.
And I stopped you there. So how about we go to decadence? Tell us more.
Okay. Well, decadence is an interesting one. Decadence, literal meaning of decadence, is the immoral behavior. So the thing is, what is true immoral behavior? You know, the thing is, if you truly were choosing something, whether it be, you know, food or sex or whatever it is that you're choosing that is different to what others choose, and people judge you that that's immoral or you shouldn't be doing that, would you stop choosing that, or would you just go, wow, this actually works for me? You know, for what reason would I not continue what works for me as long as it works for me? So once again, the willingness to have decadence in your life is your willingness to receive other people's judgments and not stop doing what you truly desire to do just because they deem it as wrong or bad.
And not hide, because that's another common
thing. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And most people, when judgments start coming at them, they want to go into hiding of, I can't believe that person's judging me. And you cut off your awareness with that. It's not in your best interest to function from that.
And what
and
about
the, yeah, sorry, I was going to say the orgasmic living. I want to jump ahead now.
Go ahead.
Orgasmic living is creating and generating every moment of your life from the fun and the joy and the intense expansiveness of energies. So we talked before the break around having the intensities, but that's really what consciousness is, and that is really what orgasmic living is the willingness to function from all that intensity that probably no one else that you even know chooses or functions from. And actually, another couple of elements I'd like to bring in, which I brought in on the second series of the telecalls, were the elements of the ascetics. And the ascetics are the beauty and the beautiful. It's the finding the refinement and the magnificence in everything. And it's really interesting. Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, has just opened an antique guild here in Brisbane. And on the I was in there a couple of days prior to the opening, and as soon as I walked in, there were two antique lamps there that said, "I'm going home with you." And I went, "Oh, really?" And, "Oh, yes, we're coming home with you." And one is over 200 years old, and it's an Italian marble piece that's of Goddess Diana. And it's really amazing how I actually did buy both the pieces. And the aesthetics, the beauty, and I actually have them on all day when I'm at home because I'm not home a lot. So when I am at home, I just have them on all day. And the contribution, every time I look and go, wow, you are so beautiful, they shine back at me and say, yes, we are. And here's more beauty for you to receive. And if you really start to see the aesthetics and have the beauty around you, whether that be good, bad, and ugly, seeing the aesthetics of everything, wow, does your life expand from that as well?
And not just the beauty, but you talk a lot on the telecall about gratitude. You know,
yes.
we go throughout most of our day, most of the people with our heads down, nose to the grindstone, and don't see, you know, the birds and the trees, and, you know, we're on our cell phones while we're driving, and, you know, we don't look around.
That's true. And that's the thing, the more you are choosing a conscious awareness, the more you see everything. I know I see things that people don't see. I was just last week in Melbourne doing classes, and at lunchtime I went to have lunch with one of the girls on the class, and we were walking into Chinatown to have lunch, and she asked me a question, and we were quite engrossed in a full-on conversation, but I was still willing to see everything that was going on around me. And at one point, we were about to walk across two people who were taking a photo from across the street, and we were about to cut across in front. So I just put my arm out to stop the lady I was with, and she said, "Wow," she said, "I didn't even see that." And then there was another group who just instantly stopped in front of us because they didn't even see us. Mm. And I once again put my hand out to stop her, and she said, "Wow, I didn't even see that either." But the thing is, when you're willing to be present with everything, all energies, you see things and you see what's required, what's not required, what's beautiful, what might be deemed as not beautiful, but you're willing just to see it all and not have a point of view.
So let's talk a little bit about what trips most people up. So what are the common things? So one is being willing to choose hedonism, opulence, decadence, orgasmic living, and aesthetics. But apart from that, being willing to receive other people's judgment. But what about you learn from the time you were a kid that you have to choose between A and B. You're not allowed to have it all.
Yeah. Well, everything here is about there is no choice. Or you have, you know, that whole thing of, well, you've got two choices. What do we do? You've got two types of ice cream. You go into the ice cream shop. Okay, you've got vanilla chocolate. What do you choose? And they say, "Well, I'll have chocolate." "Oh, sorry, we've just given out the last chocolate." Well, how much of our lives are driven by the no-choice universe? This reality is a no-choice universe. You can have this or you can have this. Choose. Well, is that really choice? But what actually stops us from having infinite choice and infinite possibility are the judgments that we have. So when you have any points of view of anything, then nothing unless it matches those points of view can show up. So if you truly had the point of view that you can only have vanilla, then you can't even see the other 64 flavors that are available. You can only see vanilla. Because your point of view is what creates your reality. So I'm just trying to think of an example that I recently had where someone said their point of view is, "Well, my point of view is that life is hard." Okay. Well, if you have the point of view that life is hard, then can you ever see and be grateful for the moments that aren't? No, because you totally function from this is all there is. That puts you into the no-choice universe. So the more you're willing to give up all your points of view of everything and just be interesting point of view for absolutely everything, then you get the freedom to have this amazing smorgasbord of choice.
I got to tell you, I just passed this test this weekend. So I was coming back from St. Croix. I was on a trip to St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. And I had, every time I travel in the past, I always have the kid kicking the seat behind me or somebody spilled the drink on me or I'm the one that's smushed or whatever. And so I had this point of view that when I travel or I go to a show, I go to the Fox Theater and I want this beautiful show and I get this huge guy sitting in front of me and I can't see anything. So I had this point of view that my joy always gets interrupted basically by someone else. And so I listened to your call and I said, okay, all this is changing. I'm taking this trip and it is going to be the most joyful trip ever. And so I changed my point of view that I live a first class life or greater. Mm-hmm. 24/7. And, you know, we had a bag that was too heavy to go on the plane. They were going to charge us $50 for the overweight fee. The guy didn't charge us anything. He said, "You know what? I'm just going to let you go." I know. It was a fabulous trip there. But on the way back, I was coming back by myself. And I said, "You know what? I'm going to upgrade to first class." So first time I ever did that, I upgraded to first class. Sure enough, the plane couldn't land in Miami because it was raining too hard. They'd closed the airport. We had to fly to a different city. And but I'm enjoying myself because I'm there with drinks in first class, doing, you know, having great conversation. And even though I was delayed for 3 hours, I enjoyed the whole thing.
Well done. That's awesome to hear that. And that really is your willingness to change your point of view to allow something so different to show up. Now, the thing is where most people come unstuck in that is they're usually vested in the outcome. And the thing is, you can request of the universe to have anything show up that you truly desire, but being vested in the outcome is not in your best interest. So if you weren't vested in the outcome of, you know, you're going to have a trip of ease and you'll just get home on time and everything will be easy, you know, your willingness then to receive the 3 hours stopover was not challenging for you. You were just willing to say, okay, cool. How does it get any better than this? What else is possible here? And just go with what shows up and what magic can I create with that? See, and I always look for the magic in everything of what I can create.
I love that.
Because there's magic everywhere, but people can't see the magic because they're so caught in their fixed points of view of how something's got to be. Well, what if the universe has something greater?
You know, and that's why I added "and greater" to my "I live a first class life," because I was like, I don't want it just to be whatever my viewpoint is of first class.
Yeah, exactly, because we all have a different viewpoint of what first class is.
That's
so
right.
Asking for far greater than that expands it even more, because the universe truly has so much more available. But we get caught in that it's got to look like this. This has got to be the package that it's got to show up in. But if it doesn't show up in that package, then you go into judgment. And then we ditch it. We say, oh, that's not what I asked for. And we push it away. And how much of our lives are we pushing away the most phenomenal possibilities because it doesn't look like how we think it should? From what shows up for me, it never shows up how we think it is, ever. But wow, I totally like what's showing up. So, you know, it's like, and what else is possible? Just the willingness to be in the question of what else is possible.
Talk a little bit more about being in the question. I know that's a huge access thing, access consciousness thing. But yeah. Not sure that people maybe that aren't aware of access, if they really understand why that's so important.
Well, a question empowers, an answer disempowers. So everything in this reality is about having the answer or having a guru who's got your answer for you. And that's what really all churches, cults, religions are based on. And I can easily say that because I know I've been a seeker all of my life and I've done pretty much every church, cult, religion that has existed on this planet, even in this lifetime, looking for my answer or looking for a guru who could just tell me what I had to do to get my life right. Gift of access is one of the main tools, is living from the question. When you're actually in the question of everything, it totally empowers you to know what you know, because it's not about what someone else knows. It's only ever about what you know, because only you know what is for you. So your willingness to have people around you who empower you with fabulous question, or even willingness to ask yourself, that's probably more important than having people around you asking questions, but your willingness to ask yourself and be in the question 24/7 of everything without ever needing an answer or stopping to look for an answer, then you really start to have the gift of you, and it empowers you to know what you know, and it empowers you to step into a trust of you that you've never had or even probably dreamed possible before. And that's really what has shown up for me in the 10 years I've been facilitating this, is the gift for me has been, wow, I have me like I've never had me. And I know now I'm the rock in the stream and I can have anything slung at me, and it's just an interesting point of view and I'm willing to receive it. And I really know now I don't ever have to be at the effect of anyone or anything. It's just a fantastic space to be in. The question is what facilitates that.
And I can agree with that too. And everybody that I know that has started in access, I only started last October. And people, if they've listened to my show before, know that I'm a huge advocate because it's changed my life. And it, for exactly what you just said, in that I don't have to be at the effect of everything. I now see choices I never knew I had before. So my goal for all of you, my target for this audience is to learn that there are other choices that you can be making. And we're going to be back in a few minutes and talk more.
Thanks, Lynn.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Lynn Waldrop again, and today we have Marg Bronick on, who, again, we're talking about having your cake and eating it, too. So,
thanks.
Some other things that people bring up to me all the time when I talk about your call is about necessity. So many people choose from necessity that they don't think that they have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big one. I hear that a lot myself. Well, I have to go to work today. I have to do this. I have to do that. Well, how much do we drive our lives with necessity instead of even asking a question? So what would it be like if you actually asked the question, so am I doing this from necessity or am I doing this from choice? When you actually are driving your life from necessity, you're actually creating a lot of contraction and limitation. And it you lock all of that into your body, which then starts to hurt your body. So an easy, simple question to ask with everything, whether it be going to the kitchen to make a cup of tea or going to the bathroom to have a shower, always ask for everything you're about to choose is, am I doing this from necessity or am I doing this from choice? And then what you can do is, if you have the awareness that you're doing everything from necessity, just uncreate and destroy them. And it's a simple process of all the necessities I have around this, I totally uncreate and destroy. And then just say pock and pod, which is part of the clearing statement of access consciousness, which is like just pushing the delete button on your computer to let go of all the craziness and the stupidity and the insanities and the limitations that you have around what it is that you're creating. And that's the simple way without going into the long version. And you, if you want to know what the long version is, you can, once again, just send me an email and I'll send you a download of what it all is. And you don't need to know what it is to receive the clearing of it, because it's energy. We're just asking the energy to change so that you get to have more of you. It's an insane one with the necessity and choice, I have to say.
You know, for me, one of the best examples for me was I had a necessity that it's like time to eat now.
Yeah.
It wasn't time to eat. It was just that, you know, this reality says you eat lunch at noon and you eat dinner at 5, and that somehow turned into this big necessity for me.
I know. It is crazy what people do around food. It's so interesting. Yesterday, I did a money class last Thursday night, and I came out because I got to drink champagne with the host afterwards, and came out at midnight to a flat tire. And by the time I got home, it was late, but I rolled straight into classes the next day, and I didn't have any chance of getting my tire fixed until yesterday. And it was at 4 o'clock, and I'm racing around knowing I had another class to do that night. And I finally found this place who could fix my tire. And I said to him, I said, are you going to be 15 minutes or more? Because I haven't had any food since yesterday lunch and my body's requiring. And he just looked at me and he said, what? You haven't had breakfast yet today. And it's like, no. And he said, do you do that every day? And I said, I just ask my body when it wants to eat. So I totally do that I eat food from choice, not from necessity. So yeah, not in your best interest to do it by the clock. It's not often what your body is actually asking for.
Yeah. But there's so many other things that we do by necessity. Give them some examples so that, again, for those people that can't even see the forest through the trees, they go, wait a minute, I do that.
Well, a big one is I know a lot of people don't enjoy their what they call their job. And it's like, well, it's a necessity because if I don't go to work today, then I don't have money to pay my rent or I don't have money to pay for my food. But if you actually look at it from more, it's a choice to go to work because you can still choose to stay at home and not get paid that for that day. But people drive themselves with the energy of necessity instead of just looking at it and say, well, is this really a necessity or am I just choosing? It's just there's a density and intensity with the energy of necessity, and it's that density that we lock in to our bodies, and we lock it in as insanity. Some people lock it in as a density of slowness. Some people lock it in as creating excess fat in their bodies. So it's just a way of us now starting to see that we will destroy our bodies with driving ourselves into necessity instead of asking a question, is this necessity or choice?
And what about karma? A lot of people, especially in the metaphysical communities, are so into their karma. But how does that seem to destroy things for their realities?
Well, karma, you know, really I always live from the question of, you know, that, well, we are an infinite being. So to me, I would ask the question, would an infinite being have karma? Well, in my world, I get no. Now, it may not be for that for you in your world, and really all I would ask you to do is ask the question, would an infinite being have karma? And if that makes you feel light, or if it makes you feel heavy and contracted, and these are the two energies that when you ask that question that can show up. So when I ask, would an infinite being have karma, I get no. But for me, there's a density and a contraction around karma for me, which I know is when something's heavy and contracted, it's a lie. It's not true. When something makes you feel light and expansive, it's true for you. So for me, the energy is very dense and contractive around karma. So for me, I just look at it and go, wow, that's not true for me. That's a lie. So in my world now, because I have done a lot of spiritual metaphysical programs, I've had to uncreate and destroy a lot of their points of view, because a lot of their points of view are very heavy and contracted for me. So it's the same with white lighting yourself. This was a big thing that came out in the Melbourne Money Call last week. Someone said, oh, I've just started a new job and, you know, every minute of every day I have to keep white lighting myself and protecting myself, and there's so much intensity and judgment, and I just have to keep saying, please white light myself. And when I actually asked her a question, I said, so what does white lighting yourself mean to you? And she said, oh, well, I have to protect myself. And I said, well, would an infinite being ever need to protect yourself? And how much with the white lighting of yourself are you putting up walls and barriers to receiving? I said, are your money flows getting less or are they increasing? And she said, oh, they've got so bad. She said, that's why I'm here. And I said, well, would you be willing to stop white lighting yourself? I said, really, it's about now putting the walls and barriers down to receiving it all. Because I said, with that, you're actually destroying your money flows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what judgment does. You know, the walls and barriers and the judgment of, oh, that's a bad energy. Well, there's no such thing as bad energies. Everything's just an energy. It's only the judgment you place on it that makes it a good energy, a bad energy, a light energy, or a dark energy. That's all judgment. And people just don't get that judgment is really what's stopping their money flows. It's stopping them from having the joy. It's stopping them from actually living a life of choice and freedom.
Well, and the other piece to karma, too, is people use it as a weapon against themselves in terms of, I have to pay for something bad and terrible that I did in the past.
Totally. See, I see that as stupidity. For what reason would you choose that? You know, but the thing is, we use stupidity as a way of cutting off our awareness. And it's really just where we buy all these points of view that are true and real, but no one ever asks the question. No one actually even questions any of this stuff at all. They just buy it because someone says that that's what you do. Whereas, like, you know, what would it be like if we all just went questioned everything now? It's like, that's really what, you know, I guess for me, when I look at all the churches, cults, religions that I've done, you know, when I really, most of it, none of them could cope with me when I would ask questions. Because they don't want – this reality is not about asking questions. This is reality of – is this is what it is, and this is unchangeable, and don't you dare question anything. It's not in your best interest to function from that.
And you talked, too, on the call about demanding a shift and a change. Can you give them that tool, because it's such a fabulous tool?
Well, you know, if your life is not showing up the way you truly desire it, then you have to make a demand that it changes. And the demand is, you know what, whatever it takes, I'm changing this and this is changing now. And it's more the energy of the demand that you have to step into. Like, I know when I first showed up with Access Consciousness 10 years ago, I had spent pretty much the last of all my money that I had becoming a neuro-linguistic programming, like a trainer of neuro-linguistic programming. Mm-hmm. And I traveled to Hawaii, and I sat on sacred sites meditating and walked on live volcanoes and, you know, had spent a lot of money becoming a trainer. And I truly had bought the point of view that this was my answer and this is what I was going to use to change people's lives and change my life. But it was just only a couple of months after I became a trainer that I became quite delusioned by the whole thing. It's like, this is really not giving people fast, easy change beyond this reality. I'd really got to see that it was just another thing that kept us locked in this reality into the immutable laws. So people would get a little change and then they'd go straight back to the old ways. And even as a master hypnotherapist, you know, I would work with people to change things, but it was not never a long-lasting change of anything. And so when Access showed up in my life, I went into, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I've got no money left. But you know what? I made the demand, and I made the demand of, you know what? I truly desire to do this. Come on, universe, whatever it takes. I'm willing to do whatever it takes for the money to show up to pay for this. And I'm so grateful I did. And my finances have changed dynamically. My life is not recognizable to what it was 10 years ago. And I have Access and Gary to thank for that. And I'm so grateful. And I also have me to thank for it, because it hasn't always been easy. It has been incredibly uncomfortable. And I'm so grateful because I keep choosing more of me. And that's really what's required. If we truly desire to change this planet, we have to step into something different.
And when you demand a change and you demand it now, let them know that there are things that happen, like people fall out of your life. When I first started doing this, I had two rental houses and a business, five different properties for business. Literally, every one of them put in their notice that they were leaving at the end of that month on the same day, every person.
Yeah.
And in the olden days, I would have gone into the wrongness of me. But instead I went, what is this all about?
Yeah.
And then I realized I'm demanding ease, joy, and glory. And the people that I was dealing with in these situations, not a one of them were easy or joyous. And
that's
so,
it.
And it was like, okay, so what, you know, whatever it takes to change this, I'm willing to do.
Yeah, totally. Do you know, we have to be willing to lose everything to have everything. And even in my own life, 18 months ago, Brisbane had quite an extreme flood. You may have heard about it. And my place where I live was affected because I live on Brisbane River. And it was really interesting. I totally had been listening forever that I had to be willing to lose it all to have it all. And I truly thought that I had the concept of what that was, but I actually didn't. And so when my place was affected and I was displaced for 2 months, and I really got to see the people in my life that I truly thought were the ones who cared for me, and I really got to see how much they didn't. And the one person who I thought didn't give a rat's about me was actually the only person who did. And that really changed my universe. And it was in that moment I truly got the concept of what it was to lose everyone who I thought played a role in my life and who cared for me. And it probably has been the hardest thing I've ever done, especially with my children. I had to be willing to let go of them, and I had to be willing to see the judgments that they had of me and their lack of care for me. And I was a single parent from when they were babies. So for me, I always had bought the point of view that we were the three musketeers and we would be there together forever. Well, that was a big lie that I'd bought. So in my willingness to let it go, has changed my whole universe. Now, and they truly did both go away, and they both have gone away for different amounts of time. But now the change and the transformation that has gone through, and my willingness to step into something different and no longer be controlled by them, has totally changed our relationships. And now I have the most phenomenal relationship with my daughter that has gone beyond my wildest dreams. My son still hasn't been willing to look at anything in that, and I'm okay with that because I know that at some point that will change, and it is changing. It's just your willingness to know that you have to be willing to lose it all to have it all.
And so in the last couple of minutes, tell them about where you're going to be, what classes you have coming up, and how to contact you again.
Well, I've been invited to the States, so I'm coming to America, and I'll be doing some 3-day access body class, which is what I facilitate, along with many other things. So I'll be in California, and the dates for that are at the end of October, and then I go to Denver, Colorado, and I'll be there early November. I'll have classes up for, I'm doing classes in Bali, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. I've just come back from there doing classes. I've got classes in New Zealand, I've got classes in Australia. I pretty much follow the energy and go, and I'm willing to be invited anywhere to facilitate people into a whole new world of possibility. So I can be contacted on my email address, which is margaret@thepowertrainers.com, or I have a website. You can contact me through that, www.thepowertrainers.com. And you can also get in contact with me via the Access Consciousness website as well. So that's www.accessconsciousness.com.
Thank you so much, Marg. This has been absolutely fabulous. You know, I'm a huge fan of your telecall, having your cake and eating it too. So don't forget, if you are interested in getting a copy of that telecall, contact Marg via her email as well. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Lynn, and I'm so grateful for you using the tools to go out and create and generate your life of choice, and that's become such an incredible invitation to others. And, you know, what would it be like if we all functioned from that space, that others were looking at us and saying, wow, I want what you're having.
Yeah. Yes, more of that, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
And next week's, guys, we're going to have Herbal Intentions on, and you're going to learn about vibratory medicine and how to use different herbs to accomplish that in your life. And I hope you all have a very, very healthy week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.